the liability of all the state plan, all the public sector plans, not just Mosher's or Emperor's, but all, you know, all of them.
Okay.
Right now, it's about $11 billion, and that's using every plan does the same thing. Whatever the assumed rate of growth that they assume for their assets, they're using that same discount rate to apply to measuring their liabilities. So when you, you know, to create the present value. So when you use a lower, the liabilities are a negative cash flow, so when you use a lower rate, it makes them seem to have greater present value. So if we shift it, if all the governmental standards are set by an accounting board, and if they shift it, public pensions to where private pension standards are today, then what we know to be the liability of $11 billion would be $56 billion. And so the point, you know, in our pensions committee, I start out the whole year by saying I am of the opinion that the state is liable. We own the liability. Every promise that has been made must be kept. And so oftentimes I am attacked for being someone who wants to take pensions away and raid one pension for the benefit of another pension, and it has nothing to do with that. I'm trying to protect every single pensioner who has vested a benefit. And I'm trying to call attention to the fact that to the extent that our pensions are underfunded today, they are more greatly underfunded than I think they're more underfunded than the current accounting standards would suggest. So all my efforts are to have people understand we have to keep those promises. But if you think about it, we pride ourselves in having almost no debt, and the $11 billion liability, that's debt.
Right.
And if measured using private sector standards, it would balloon to over $50 billion. That's debt. Senator from Cape, previous to I on that board and took up a lot of the similar issues, you know, he, back in the stimulus dollar era, he wanted that money to fund the unfunded liability. Whenever previously we had talked about issuing debt, he was the one thought that we should issue debt to fund the unfunded liability. So all the ideas that we have for new ideas and new projects and things like that, and priding ourselves on not having debt, we have outstanding debt. It's called pension liability.